Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line, longtime college football reporter now with On3 Sports, Chris Lowe. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, you know, all these years we've known each other and talked, I've never been in a Silver Slipper. Never once.
Man,
I've
listen, when you come back down here, you let me know. Man, I'll bring you down.
Well, if you show up on Thursday, you might have a chance to win
$75,000.
If you can get that magic slipper. No,
it is $70,000, so you'd have a shot if you come here Thursday. Chris, before we get into LSU talk, which is, man, just dominating, man, I got three or four messages yesterday to do shows across the country about LSU and their big victory over Clemson. Your thoughts tonight about, because you're in that neck of the woods, the impact or what's going to happen with Bill Belichick in North Carolina? 70 new players on that roster. How will that look? And even Coach Belichick brought up about, I don't know what I really have here. To be honest with you, your thoughts on Bill Belichick in college football?
The first thing I would say is just the fact that a guy of his stature is in college football. I mean, could you imagine 5-6 years ago, somebody would come up to you guys and said, you know what, here in about 5 years, you're going to watch a game on Labor Day night and walking out with a UNC hoodie is Bill Belichick leading the Tar Heel football team.
You'd have won a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
A ton of money. And here he is. I'm like you guys and Bill. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you're North Carolina, I know there's been a lot of talk off the field about he and his girlfriend, but when's the last time North Carolina football has gotten this kind of publicity? That this many people have been talking about the Tar Heels in football going into the season. So I think, you know, I'm watching the game now and you see that stadium jam packed. And I can't imagine, despite how it all went down or who made the call or the AD did or didn't, I can't imagine that program would get more pop and more publicity than what it's gotten the last year once they hired Bill.
Yeah, well, I agree.
When
I
you
agree.
Talk about football, and this might be old school, but I think North Carolina, I think of Lawrence Taylor. I'm not talking about Michael Jordan in basketball, but football, I think of LT and Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
But, you know, and when you look at the team, oh, yeah, that's where Mack Brown went. Or, you know, you casually mention them. It's not like Clemson winning a national championship. Being you never viewed North Carolina like that.
Chris, also the other part is, if the SEC would expand, I think the first team they go to is North Carolina.
I think you're right. I mean, I, in fact, I would put now, do they take bets here at the Silver Slipper? If I had Bobby's money, I'd come down there and put a lot of money on it. I mean, for a lot of reasons, I know most people would say, well, what about Florida State? What about Clemson? And those are both football-centric schools, obviously. Touchdown Tar Heels. I think there's a lot of reasons that North Carolina makes sense. Number one, it's a new foothold in North Carolina. Number two, it's you get the Charlotte TV market. There's the whole, it's such a big-time academic institution, academically elite. There's a lot of reasons. And remember who make these decisions. It's not the coaches and the ADs. It's the chancellors and the presidents that make the decision when they decide how they're going to expand. So I think that I think North Carolina will be right there at the top of the list. And even I would take it a step further, Mike. I think that maybe even a Virginia would be up there too, Virginia Tech. And I'm not saying Clemson and Florida State would not be attractive, but a lot of it depends on what else happens around the country, because the SEC right now, I don't think there's a lot of appetite to expand, but they're going to keep their eyes open. They're going to see what happens around the country. Of course, Notre Dame is the team that the school everybody would like to have. How about that? I'm watching Belichick now. He scored a touchdown. He looked like he looks like we all looked when we were kids on the first day of school.
That's it.
But I do think you're right, though. I think North Carolina would be a very, very attractive school for the SEC if they decide to expand.
Now, maybe I'm being too much a homer, but I am so convinced right now with LSU, because they finally played defense, and defense had a dominant way against a team like Clemson, and I'm so encouraged by the offensive line. I'm like these LSU Tiger fans fighting Tigers. I'm like, playoffs? Hell yeah, we're in the playoffs. I think if they had only four playoff teams, we'd be in the playoffs. I think that win was that convincing when you consider the opponent on the road. I mean, if you look at Clemson's offense, what picked up just 261 total yards, 4.5 yards per play. You look at a quarterback they face, picked up just, 31 rushing yards, average a meager, 2.9 sack-adjusted yards per carry. Our defense was so bad the last 2 years. That's why I'm so encouraged how well they played defensively. They played fast. They tackled well. It's a shame if LSU wouldn't have won this game, because LSU was the better team. Then you throw in the offensive line was a big question mark. I am so encouraged going forward with LSU, how that convincing win against Clemson. I don't know if you feel that way, but maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid too soon, but I'm very encouraged.
Yeah, I was at the game, so I got to see it live and had a chance to talk with some of the folks at LSU after the game on the staff and some of the players. You're exactly – you sound like they did after that game, that, hey, this is sort of what we envisioned it being. This is what Brian Kelly wanted to build, a balanced football team, a team that could go on the road and physically win up front, Bobby. And that's what they did on both sides of the line of scrimmage with a quarterback – an experienced quarterback who makes all the right decisions, gets rid of the football. Here's the thing I think, and you obviously know this. The thing I think Nussmeier is really underrated at is he throws such a catchable ball. He puts the ball where his guys can catch it and turn upfield and make things happen after the catch. And the ball he threw in the corner of the end zone, I thought was a touchdown. I mean, I know some people say, well, maybe the ball was moving a tad. Even so, man, that was a beautiful ball. So when I look at teams that I think have a chance not only to make the playoff, but make a deep run in the playoff, based on one game, and granted it is one game, LSU checks a lot of those boxes. Dominant up front, pass rushers. They got a guy that's healthy now, Harold Perkins. You heard what Blake, I was talking to Blake Baker after the game. He says, listen, he's a guy that you just don't see many humans on the earth that can do the things he can do. And he's healthy. And then you got the secondary, the back end, where they brought in so many new guys. And then on offense, you're right. The offensive line held up. You've got a lot of receivers who can make plays. I like their ability to make yards after the catch. And you just, in this day and age, when's the last time a team has won a national title and the quarterback wasn't really, really good? And that's what Nussmeier is. Just stands in the pocket, man. Guys are in his face. Clemson's got three pros in his defensive line, three. And he and that offensive line won the battle all night long.
One of the things, too, that stood out in this game, and I've been trying to tell him here, is Mansoor Delane at corner.
Oh.
LSU has not, since Darryl Stingley Jr., they have not had anybody that good. I mean, Stingley, he was a cut above as a cover corner. He had a lot of downtime with injuries, but, man, Stingley could play. And then they bring in Delane from Virginia Tech, who, Chris, he kind of played across the board. He was an edge corner. He played in the slot. He played free safety. But Mansoor Delane, man, he was a tilt-the-field guy that game against Clemson.
Well, Chris, and like Mike's saying, then you throw in the five-star freshman, DJ Pickett, was targeted only once in 20 coverage snaps. And, you know, LSU, we all remember, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Peterson. And you bring up Stingley, who's like right now NFL reputation. DeMeco Ryan said he's like Revis Island in the NFL. So we became DBU, but then the last 2 years we were DB Poo.
They were bad.
And then they back to being a dominant defense. I said, we kind of turn into wide receiver U. And you look at LSU, but boy, the defensive backs, like Mike was saying, Chris, that could go a long way. You know, when you look at that, where is LSU's defense weak right now, Mike? I mean, if you look in the trenches, or you look with Harold Perkins.
I didn't see nothing Saturday and that was
yeah,
weak. Put it
and,
to you
and,
that
and
way.
Chris, you look at Weeks, and then now the secondary, they're just coming and playing together. I mean, I'm, again, very encouraged.
All right, we'll get Chris back on. He sort of dropped out. He's in a bad spot.
But, Mike, we're back to being DBU instead of DB Poo.
Well, it's getting closer.
It's only
it's
one game.
Closer.
But, I mean, I'm highly encouraged.
But getting Pickett, too, and you can see that guy can play. Bob, I've never seen a 6'4" corner. Never. 6'4" guy.
Yeah, usually you don't have the hips and stuff, you know.
Okay, so. Chris is back on the line. Chris. Bob was talking about, and we talked about the defensive secondary, and it really not been a strong point of LSU. 2019 was about it, because then after that, then Derek was hurt in 2020, and you know he wasn't the same player, and he missed a lot of playing time. But man, what they got now with Pickett, and you know, you saw what Delane did to that secondary, and then A.J. Halsey. And
right,
Cooley
second
at safety.
Half, yep.
And Jordan Gilbert, man, he came in there, and I thought he did a real solid job filling in for A.J. Halsey.
And Chris, you got to give Coach Baker and the defensive staff so much credit. And, you know, Coach Kelly, because how, with this day and age, transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, how LSU's defense look like they've been playing together forever. They look fast. And they played like a glove, like a well-fit glove as a unit. That's what I was impressed with. Not like a bunch of all-stars coming together. It's like they've been together and trust one another.
Well, I had a chance to talk, as I said, to Coach Baker after the game. And this team, and you saw this the other night, they're going to be able to play a lot more man coverage.
No, like, see Mike, that's frustrating.
He talked about a lot of man coverage.
And you know what's frustrating as a quarterback, too? Well, you know they're playing man coverage. You know what they're doing. And it's time to throw and ain't nobody open. Then you almost like, then it's like a 50-50 ball. Okay, and you give your receivers a chance. Because the coverage is there. But, hell, I just got to just throw it up kind of 50-50 ball. That's when it's not like you're getting tricked. It's like, man, you know what? They're beating us man to man.
Okay, the other thing, too, is Miami does a Notre Dame does a lot of man coverage. You saw last night what the Canes did. They tried to isolate the freshman receiver, and he kept getting open and kept getting open. Hey, that guy can't cover me
right
one-on-one. Then you saw a little changeup in the second half where they were trying to take away the freshman receiver from Miami. But man coverage, you get beat. They're going to continually hit that spot.
And Mike, you know what? Like, during training camp, you know, like you go to off season and then spring ball training camp and all, is that we were so worried about the offensive line, right? And then, but look at the offensive weapons. And what I like, because a number of times in practice, oh, the defense has been terrible the last 2 years. that they had practice today or a few days in a row. No, our defense kicked our offenses behind. And I said, that's not a bad thing. We need the defense to be really good. And if we think what our offense is, then that's a good sign. And that's kind of what occurred, how they played and held, played complimentary football. But the defense, that's why I'm so encouraged, Mike.
I didn't think we'd see this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Our defense was so embarrassing the last two seasons. Now, they got better last year, but still, look where we are ranked. But where we at right now, I'm so encouraged. And with the offensive line right there, man, how can you not get excited for the help but get excited for the Fighting Tigers?
We'll be back after this break, and then a little after 7:30, we'll have on with us the voice of the LSU Tigers. He called the game. Chris Blair will join us at around 7:35, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're talking about the point spread this week. And Bobby was like, what do you think, Mike? 25, 26? I said, man, what? I know it's more, a lot more than that. 37.5-point favorite. LSU over Louisiana Tech.
I was thinking more 27.5, 32, but 37.5. And then you look
at lot of points.
Louisiana Tech just played Southeastern. Mm. They won 24-0. But you have to look how they scored. The Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, their offense finally came alive early in the second half with touchdowns on back-to-back drives. And they ended up with 24 points. And then Cam Franklin had an 80-yard fumble recovery touchdown, so a scoop and score. So you look at their quarterback, Mike, he was Trey, how do you say it, Kukuk? K-U-K-U-K, yeah. Was 14 of 19, 130 yards, and one touchdown. So, no, you can't look forward to Florida, but there's no reason. Okay, I got a question for you. Would you take The points are later points. That's
well,
a lot
we'll
of
points. Have to make that decision. Oh,
that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
Because you could convincingly win by 30 points, but you didn't cover. So,
but, man, the way LSU's defense is playing.
Yeah, you might cover.
You might cover that.
It'll be interesting what Charlie Long's going to pick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Charlie and I both feel the same. Week one wasn't great. You did a good job in week one. You had a good week of picks.
Yeah, I just believe that, and I didn't remember, Charlie, I didn't know what y'all had picked. I just thought LSU and the points that they can win a close game. Even if Clemson will win, I still can win a close game.
Look who Grambling got this week.
Ohio State, no, that can't be fair. do they even have a line? Grambling, Ohio State, how can you have a line? That's not fair.
Man, as good as week one was, the second week, Charlie, you can chime in on this, it ain't nearly as good, the matchups. Now,
no, the
Oklahoma, Michigan.
Yeah, that's the only game. I'll watch that. But
now, I watched enough of Ole Miss and the rerun part of it. Man, they had it clicking. Isaiah Simmons, he did a great job at quarterback. Now, he made a couple mistakes, but, boy, he had that offense rolling. Kentucky impressive.
But who did Ole Miss beat, Mike?
Still, though.
But you still got to execute.
The continuity of it. But I didn't think Kentucky played well at all. Man, Toledo went toe-to-toe with them. Toledo.
Well, guys, it's such a bad weekend that we may be picking four NFL games.
We might be picking five, I told Bob.
Well, you have to throw in there, though, that Michigan-Oklahoma game.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be picking that.
And so we'll see who becomes the second.
The pick six.
Yeah, on that particular part. We'll be back with more second guests. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to remind everybody, if you come here Thursday night, got a shot to win $70,000 in their slipper kind of pick'em deal here. And so if you're in the area, come on by. They got the Jeep and car show out in the back, and along if you a line dancer, they got that going on too. But 70 grand on the line here at the Silver Slipper on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. The voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, no, great to join you. It was a great weekend. It was nice to enjoy a big-time win and a big-time game. And, now the season, the seal's been broken. We're going to start to move fast.
Now, when you look at, like, Coach Kelly at a significant win, like his era, I mean, was that the biggest win? You could say, well, maybe, you know, over Alabama in 2022. But I don't know, to me, boy, this is impressive. And to me, in the Coach Kelly era, it was the biggest win.
Got some trouble with our phone lines, apparently, because this is the second time I know it's happened with Chris.
We're fumbling. We're minus two in the turnover margin?
We minus two in the turnover margin. But, yeah, Bob, we've talked about it before, what it means to Coach Kelly. And he sort of put some pressure on himself.
He did.
And on his team.
No, he did. Because, Mike, he didn't want to be the sixth straight season opening defeat.
No, did not want that.
But
do it on the road, man, that makes it even tougher.
No, and it's going to be, you got to bring it, and the fans want to see these type games. Well, guess what? Next year, Clemson comes to the real Death Valley. Clemson comes to Baton Rouge. The fans, the TV, they won that. I mean, you know, Mike, when you think about it, that's the kind of games. Listen, now maybe the coaches don't like it. Texas is still in the playoff hunt. Clemson's still in the playoff hunt. But look, didn't you want to watch Ohio State and Texas? And it doesn't matter if you didn't win the game.
Okay,
because you have 12 teams.
We had Acme Oyster House. There were people there waiting. They had finished their food. They wanted to see the end of the Texas Ohio State game.
Right.
That's how important it was. Yeah. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Got Chris Blair back with us. Chris, what Bobby brought up was the fact that you think this is the biggest win in the Brian Kelly era here at LSU?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be – I mean, yes, I think you can make an argument for that. I don't want to be victim, you know, of the moment, but, I mean, obviously you've gone 3 years without winning the opening game, and probably, I think, you know, in my opinion, the toughest of the opening games you've had up to this point, because you were actually at Clemson, not at a neutral site, against the top five teams. So, yeah, I think you can put it in there. I mean, you know, it's hard to remember the win over Alabama because it was 3 years ago. I thought last year's win over Ole Miss, when everybody had already crowned Ole Miss as the team to really make a move for the SEC title and a college football spot, were also two pretty big wins against two pretty good teams. But I think all things considered, you know, just getting that monkey off their back.
And I think we might have dropped out again.
I think we might have dropped out again, yeah, with Chris Blair. But I get where Chris is going with this, in that, yeah, you can make a pretty strong argument with it. Now, it's don't get any hangover with it. Louisiana Tech, okay, you know you better than them, but go out and make it work and get better, I think, especially along the lines, because that was the question mark. Their offensive line play, get some continuity up front. Also, Bob, I think it gives you an opportunity to play young players.
Yes, so you know what? You got to make the game over by halftime. You know what I mean? It can't be like, oh, LSU wins easily, or they hands down, it wasn't really in jeopardy. Even, you know, Louisiana Tech with a 37.5-point favorite. But don't let them, like, hang around. Because, Mike, you know, you don't want it to be like it's in the middle of the third quarter and LSU's winning by 10 points.
No.
No. You got to have it over, because it could be player development over by over by halftime. And then that's when you get some experience on the back end, and you can provide depth.
This, we're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back and try to get Chris Blair back on with us here on Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J. and I will be here in a few more minutes on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to try this one more time, Chris. We got some technical things happening, so hopefully this will work out. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. Bob, you got a question for Chris?
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what I originally even asked him.
Chris, we got to go back to
Hey, Chris, this is what I wanted to ask you. You know what I was so encouraged by? Is how when I look, you get a bunch of all-stars. And that's what the transfer portal, name, image, and likeness is the continuity on the team and on the defense. I thought that they looked fast, they played fast, they played like they've been playing together, like they fit like a glove. That's what I'm really encouraged by. And look at the opponent in a hostile environment. It didn't look like – that's why you got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit. It looks like they come together. It's like they've been playing together at a high, very high level.
Yeah, Bobby, I mean, I think obviously that was the biggest question mark. And for all of us who watched fall camp this year, we were optimistic that, yeah, this defense is – you know, they look like they've played together. And goodness knows a lot of the key pieces were, you know, brought out of the transfer portal. So – that was one of the first things that we all noticed very early on in that game. I think the offense, which I'm sure we'll talk about, you know, took a little while to kind of get those first game, you know, issues out of the way. But defensively, you know, Blake Baker was dialing up pressure early and often. And it was interesting that, you know, he won the game with pressure on that final play to get the turnover on downs. But that was something that they were able to do, you know, that they weren't able to do the last couple of years. In fact, on that first incredible corner blitz, I thought it's the first time I've seen a corner blitz in a while because they just didn't trust the people on the back end to fill that space. So, yeah, the defense looked like they played a couple of games together, and I think that's what probably has gotten all the attention from the rest of the college football talking heads who were kind of waiting on, don't tell me, show me. Well, I think the LSU defense on Saturday night holding Clemson to 31 rushing yards, at least in week one, they showed you.
Yeah, Chris, one of the things, or I should say two of the things, really stood out to me. One is the play of Mansoor Delane, and I'd watch him play at Virginia Tech, and he was a really good player there. Now, he played all over the board. He was an outside corner. He played in the slot. He played free safety. Man, he was a shutdown guy. And basically, okay, he gave up one reception. He came up with an interception. So, hey, you can crisscross that across. The other thing, too, I understand why Clemson didn't want A.J. Halsey to play. Man, he was a dynamo player in the second half against the Tigers up north.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you go back and break down the film, I got a chance to watch it yesterday. I'm like, you know, there were times where A.J. Halsey, depending on where he was in that second half, I mean, Klubnik wasn't even looking anywhere in that direction. And I'll be honest with you, I think the freshman Pickett, who we didn't call a lot, and the reason we didn't was when he was on the field, he was locking guys down at the corner position as a true freshman with incredible size and athleticism. So kudos to Corey Raymond. You know, I thought the secondary, again, being able to trust that your secondary can hold down a really talented group of receivers to give the guys like Harold Perkins Jr., and the Weeks brothers, you know, the opportunity to disrupt things either at the line of scrimmage or certainly in the offensive backfield. And I didn't feel like Cade Klubnik looked comfortable all night long. You know, he made a couple of decent throws and credit him for doing so. But it wasn't as if he was able to do anything but drop three steps and try to fire quickly or try to extend the play. And LSU was right there on him. But I think a lot of that goes towards the play of the secondary.
You know, Chris, and now looking on the offensive side, while I'm also encouraged, because obviously the question mark on the offensive line, how the offensive line, I wasn't worried about the quarterback, I wasn't worried about Durham, the running back, or the weapons we have in the passing game, the receiver, but what I was encouraged is the offensive line. How, you know, we had all these all-stars last year, but they couldn't run block. I don't know. They
weren't physical.
Yes. And what I like, and like Coach Kelly said, we control the second half of our offensive line. Then you throw in there, had five new starters on the line. Boy, how well they run block. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it was totally gashing. It was tough yardage. But I'm looking at Durham, Kane Durham. What, he had 74 yards on 17 attempts, but that's over a four-yard average. So if that continues, that's going to be Nussmeier's best friend. And I just look at that. Obviously, you look at the skill people. But I'm telling you, with this kind of defense and offensive line, if we win those battles, how can we not have hopes for the future and the postseason just based on what I saw? I know it's small sample size, one game, but our offensive line and what they did when we were running the football. Because look at Clemson. They got NFL defensive players, and we play in that environment. And, no, we deserve to win. The better team won. When you look at both sides of the ball, the whole thing, you look at the 60 minutes in totality, no, it would have been shame on the football gods. We wouldn't have won this game because LSU deserved to win. And then, I don't know, Chris, what's the catch? Oh, come on, that's a touchdown.
That's a horrible call.
I mean, come on.
Horrible.
I was like ready to break the lamp in the living room. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it was a horrible call. I mean, it is. I mean, the SEC, I don't know if they'll even address it or put out a statement. Sometimes they do, most times they don't. But it was a horrible call, and they missed it. And, you know, the bad thing was is not only – I think the side judge who came in and said it was down at the one-foot line, I'll give him a little bit of a break because he had two really big guys coming at him at full speed, so he thought he was – you know, probably didn't see him knock the pylon out. But at worst, it was, you know, down at the foot line. But to say it was an incomplete pass is a blundering mistake by the SEC officials on the field. And frankly, the collaborative, I put in quotes, replay back in Birmingham. But, you know, to your point earlier, I think the two big question marks going into this game and ultimately for this season was one, that offensive line, and the second was the defense, and more particularly the secondary. So we've talked about how good both of those played. And, you know, talking to Coach Kelly and some of the coaches during fall camp, they said, hey, look, yeah, we'd love to have, a first-round draft pick on this offensive line. We're going to miss Will Campbell. We're going to miss Emory Jones. But, you know, as a whole group, they really felt like this offensive line was better. And when you look at this Clemson team, and, you know, time will tell how good Clemson is this year. I mean, I don't think whoever lost the game this past Saturday season, you can make much of a judgment. I think it was two really good teams loaded with a lot of talent. But that front seven for Clemson defensively, if you listen to the guys who, you know, rate these drafts and who's going to play Sunday football, they like a lot of those guys. And I thought LSU held their own and basically had them on their heels the whole night. So, you know, when I look at these rosters, tell me which team is going to have a better front seven. There may be as good a front seven, but who's head and shoulders better, at least on paper, than that Clemson front seven? And I thought the run game was good enough. Obviously, they want to get better. But I thought it was impressive the way LSU was able to just dictate the terms of engagement and impose their will most of that night. And I agree with you. You know, you give us that touchdown, if you don't have that drop by Chris Hilton, you know, that game probably looks like we all felt like it at halftime and at the end of the game. But, hey, you know, I had an old coach a long time ago tell me 17 is more than 10, and he'll take it every time. And I'm sure Brian Kelly and the Tigers are happy to do so.
Yeah, Chris, we saw a lot of 12 personnel, and I think we'll see that this year with the two tight ends. I know Coach Kelly, when he's come on with us, has talked about, I want to do more of that at LSU. Didn't have the personnel maybe to do it in the past. But now, with Tre'Davious Green, who is an unbelievable weapon, short yardage, red zone, and then Bauer Sharp, I saw him at Southeastern. And so I told this to Coach Selfo after year one, he ain't never going to be here much longer. Sure enough, he wasn't that long. He was at Oklahoma and then transferred to LSU. That has got to really sit well with Nussmeier, because you have those two big target guys that can run the middle of the field, and in short yardage situation, if it's third and four, they get you 5 yards, move the chains.
Yeah, no, that's the best quarterback's best friend. It's an outlet.
Yep.
You know, like a pass receiving running back of those tight ends? Because let's say you're struggling pass protecting, Chris. You know, you gotta lean upon those guys because they just get open quicker. They're right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing about, you know, having those two guys, and we even saw some three tight end when they got deep in the red zone, but I think those are going to be your mainstays. But, you know, having Sharp there and seeing the ability of him, I know he had the fumble, but he does have the ability to catch the ball, which is nice. But, you know, you have more of a physical tight end. And I'll give Tre'Davious Green some credit now. He certainly is giving his all to go in there and lay a block when called upon. And as he gets better with that part of the game, yeah, I think it's nothing but an added benefit and probably one of those weapons. We knew Tre'Davious was when you're 6'7" and as big as he is and has the vertical in those type situations, including the go-ahead touchdown on Saturday. We're going to see a bunch of that this year, and good luck to any defensive coordinator who can go find somebody to shut that down, you know, time after time after time. But I think the ability to have those two get different guys and be in 12 personnel and have the ability to lead block if Garrett's going to run a zone read, and maybe, as we saw, pull and run, which was also a great sign on Saturday. Didn't see it much, but we did see it one time for sure. It just goes to show you. I mean, guys, I try to be cautiously optimistic every single year, but as I started going through the two deep way back in at the end of spring and certainly at the start of fall camp, when you start to look at these position groups on both sides of the ball, including special teams, you got some playmakers out there. You know, I think a lot of people certainly probably want to see the playbook open up a little bit, not to nitpick over a 17-team win over obviously a top five opponent. But we didn't see a lot of the vertical passing. And maybe I'll talk to Coach Kelly a little bit tomorrow and then later on in the week. And maybe it was one of those deals where it just wasn't there or there was no need to force it. But we saw some of the huge weapons they have at their disposal on display. And my biggest takeaway was the offensive line allowing just one sack against a very good front seven and the fact that, you know, that defense just wore Clemson out. I mean, they just kept coming snap after snap after snap. And it's been a long time since I think LSU fans have seen an aggressive style defense that tackled. There was only a handful of missed tackles on the night, which was also a great sign, but they were in position. And they were dictating. I mean, they took away a high-powered offense by saying, we're just going to disrupt you on every single snap. Everything you want to do, we're going to throw a wrench in, and you're going to have to make spectacular play after spectacular play. And that's a tall ask for any team.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to hear from you. And, hey, let's have no hangover. Get that W against Louisiana Tech. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
You got it, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. And he made a lot of – man, it was a wear down on defense. And you saw Klubnik at the end. He was trying to play a little hero ball. He knew – they couldn't drive it all the way through. He had to hit the big play. It just wasn't there.
In this day and age, you hold an opponent like Clemson to 10 points, that's an ass-whipping. I'm telling you.
The way the rules are set up, well,
and
I guess.
You might say, well, we only scored 17. Yeah, they robbed us of one tight end. I look at that game.
And you missed a field goal.
Yeah, 24-10 or 27-10. And I'm just being objective.
Yeah, I agree. Bobby, end it for us tonight
all
here
right.
From the Silver Slipper.
Bonne nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints, and for sure, go Tigers.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.